Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm going to go get Lisa. Lisa, I know that you're waiting, so just give me a second and I'm going to go get you. A little issue right here, but nothing too bad. We've always had a couple issues every once in a while. So anyway, but here we are. So hi, everybody. Give me a second. I'm going to go get Lisa, as I said. Hold on one minute. Here we are. See what we got. Lisa, I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm just going to call you now on your phone. It'll be a little bit easier because I'm having some issues with my podcast, actually. Okay, so hold on. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Call Lisa Coyle. Give me a minute, Lisa. Probably something I did, which is, anyway.
It's all right. So I don't need to call in? We're just going to do it from here?
Yeah, well, we're doing it, but we have the studios there, but I cannot access part of it. So
Okay.
This happens every once in a while. So we're live now.
Okay, great.
Hi, everybody. So anyway, the very pertinent to our show today, the studio was rejecting me at least for a minute.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, my goodness.
So why don't you tell us, I gave a little hint there what our show's going to be about, because I think it can be very painful. But at the end of the day, it can be almost peaceful and joyful. But that's my own thought. Anyway, Lisa, you tell us what our show's about and your idea.
Oh, thank you, Tari. And it's good to be on live with you today again. You know, I was just thinking about, and of course, this a lot of my subject matters comes from books I'm reading or life experiences. And the most recent one is dealing with and overcoming rejection. And I think that we all, at some point in our life, or maybe even every day somehow, we might feel rejected. So I just wanted to, you know, maybe share with you, or you can share with me, and just kind of have our discussion on how do you deal with it, and then how do you overcome it? So I'm okay. Sure you've dealt with this yourself as well.
Yeah, because I've settled down and gotten married, but for the most part, you know, and I want to get married again when I find the right guy. I'm very picky. He's got to be breathing, right?
He's got to be breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I want him to be a believer. And also a non-smoker. For me, those things are really important. And there's other things too, you know, being an athlete, because I am. And so I want him to do the same thing. It's nothing like being sedentary and sitting on your butt watching TV while your husband or your wife is out there playing, you know,
right.
Something. So, you know, that's something there. And have I ever been rejected? Yes, I have. And, it is so painful when that happens and you feel like you're dying inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will share this with you. The first man that, you know, we all have a first that we were intimate with. And I remember I had told him and, you know, I said, I don't want to be intimate until I get married, the day I get married. And that had been something I'd said since I was a little girl. And he broke up with me. And it was devastating. We were together for a couple of years on and off, but it wasn't what I needed to be, or I wasn't what he needed to be. You know what I mean? And I knew that. I knew it really, really strong. And now, okay? You know, I don't know if anybody is like this. If you think about men you would have married, or women, and you think, oh, my gosh, thank God I didn't. I'd be miserable, right? And I know with this guy, I said to myself, I dodged a bullet. That's what
yeah.
I said, but it was a couple of years later. So that's been a little experience, but I grew from that, right? And because I remember reading a lot, and I took a time. I am not somebody to jump on a horse and get back to dating right up when I break up with somebody. It's not my style, and I need time. And people are different. Some people can go right away. But not me. And it's like having when your puppy dies, sometimes we have a dog that passes away from whatever, you know, old age, hopefully we all want. I'm not the type of girl that runs out and gets another dog, but that's okay if you do, you know. So what's your thoughts on that? But it took me a while to heal from that because it was my first, you know, too, as well. Now, I will tell you this. When I married my husband, he picked us to get married on November 21st, and that is actually the first time I was intimate with my ex. Right, so I always said I would get married on the same day I shared my virginity with somebody, and I did.
Aww.
Isn't that unusual? Like, okay, not exactly what I thought, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's just funny how things happen, you know, how life happens, how situations happen, how circumstances happen. And for you, you made that decision, and it just happened to be on that date. So, I mean, it's kind of cool for me to hear you tell that story with us. I don't know, Tari, it's just, I think rejection is, it can be a pretty dangerous situation for a lot of people, unfortunately. And, you know, we hear a lot of it, or we find out about a lot of it through social media means, and especially with young kids, you know, to hear that they've been bullied and that they're not included and that they're rejected for whatever reason. And then it's just such a sad situation when they end up thinking that there's nothing left for them. And then they decide to take their own life. And it happens more than not, unfortunately.
Yeah, it does. And social media is a big culprit of that. I'm just going to say that I do not use social media at all to connect with someone in the sense of building a relationship with them, friendship or whatever. I just don't. I use it for business and that's it. Cause I think it's valuable that way. But, I was talking to somebody today, she's suffering from depression and she goes, everybody hates me. And they told me this, this, and this. And she's talking about people in her circle of influence. And I said, what else could it mean? And, you know, so that's all I'm saying. But you know, that is what I'm going to share with you is that, and we're going to do this next week, but we won't talk about next week because we're doing this week. I think that we really got to put a strong cloak around us. I'll say it like that, and it's probably a better word. You know, with God and the angels and Jesus and Holy Spirit, because when you put that around you and you meditate and you pray every day, this stuff doesn't hit you as hard, although it will hit you. And rejection happens with everybody. I mean, I was talking to somebody that lost a job, and they thought they had the job, and he took it as personal, as a rejection, and like we all do, you know. So a lot of times, I felt really sorry for him, but he did. He felt it like a rejection. Mm-hmm. What can you do? You know, so that's what I'm saying. But you don't want, I mean, it's not a rejection, but it is a rejection, right? Because we feel like, how come he got it or she got it and I didn't, or how come they got it? And so, what do you think the purpose of this is? Rejection. What's a different way to look at it?
Well, in your mind. Know, well, for me, I hear some sirens back there, Tari.
It's our national bird. In
our national bird. Oh yeah. My goodness. Oh, that's too much. You know, again, we have all experienced rejection in some way, shape, or form. And what might seem minuscule or minimal to someone else is huge to the person that's going through it.
Right.
So, you know, when we look at the situation or the example you just gave with this man that lost his job or that lost a job opportunity, you know, some people might say, well, you know what, you just got to put your big boy pants on and move forward. You know, there's better opportunities for you. But in his mind, he doesn't feel that way. And what I'm learning through, you know, different resources, books, for example, that I'm reading or other podcasts that I'm listening to, is you have to have faith enough in yourself to know you are good enough. And you are a child of God. And you are loved by him. And that there's nothing that can take away what God gave to you as a human being and to live this life. And
right.
It's hard to have that conversation with yourself when you're feeling these human emotions of rejection. So I have to, when I look back on situations that I was in, I wish I would have known then what I know now. And that's the case with everything in life, right?
Right. Sure.
But I do have to look at these situations and think, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I do good things. And if X, Y, and Z doesn't want to associate themselves with me, or if ABC situation isn't happening when I want it to, then I have to know that I'm okay with it. I have to go through that period, you know, go through the grief, go through the disappointment. Don't live it. You have to be able to move through and get through to get to where you need to be. And I think a lot of it all comes together with the way we look at our faith and we look at the substance that's in our life.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it sure does. What I do feel is that we look at, you know, it's like we're not being accepted, and so somebody else is better than us, and so that's what gets you in trouble. And I'm really doing a lot of studying right now because it's Holy Bible app, and it gives you things that you can look at, right? Like you're looking at, you know, Joyce Meyer, you know, and I'm looking at this, and one of the things that I realize is that jealousy is a big, big thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just is. And then the other thing that's a big thing is that, you know, we feel like we're not accepted, and no one wants to feel like that.
Right.
And no one, they just don't. So that's what I see. And what do you do? How do you handle that? What's your thoughts on that? I mean,
well,
prayer and meditation, I think, is
prayer
is,
and meditation. Yes, prayer and meditation. And I have to share the book that I'm reading that prompted this topic for today is called Uninvited, and it's by Lisa Turkhurst, and I've mentioned her before on the show. But Uninvited, and it says, living loved when you feel less than, left out, and lonely. And one of the chapters that she has in the book is titled 10 Things You Must Remember When Rejected. And the first thing she lists is, one rejection is not a projection of future failures. And
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think we all need reminded of that. Okay, so you were rejected here. Like, you know, for me, I didn't get asked to a homecoming dance because I had acne. Okay, well, that doesn't mean that, you know, next year or the year after that, I wouldn't have gotten asked. You know, so we have to remind ourselves, okay, we were rejected here. That doesn't mean that the next time we're going to be rejected or that there's going to be future rejection. So we have to keep reminding ourselves of that. Is it okay if I go on with the rest of them?
Sure.
Okay. And then she also lists as a number two, rejection doesn't label you. It enables you to adjust and move on. And I thought that was so powerful.
That is powerful. It takes a minute, though, sometimes, and that's okay. So just say, well, tomorrow comes, and you're like, well, I still feel rotten, crummy, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you know what? It's you recognize it and give it time. Sometimes, like planting a seed, just takes
right.
a minute to grow.
Yeah. Right. And you know, and it's, you know, talking about, you know, growing things, I can't tell you how many times I planted something on the east side of my house and nothing ever grows. I mean, nothing ever grows. And I'm like, okay, why are these plants being rejected? Is it something I'm doing? Is it something in the dirt? Is it, you know, is it not giving, are they not getting enough sun or maybe too much sun? So I'm just like, you know what? It's just not meant to be. I can't continue to figure out why I can't get anything to grow on this side of my house. So I started to feel rejected for the plants that weren't growing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We don't like you anymore, Lisa.
Right,
right.
I know.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yes, yes. But, you know, I don't want to take up the whole call, you know, with reading these 10 items. But, I mean, those are just examples.
Well, give another one because that's pretty good. I'm sure.
So the third one that she lists says, this could be an invitation to live in expectation of something else, to know that good things are coming. So, you know, your disappointment today is only making room for tomorrow's appointment.
Right.
I know that Joyce has said many times, you know, you can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you can't be both. And
that's very true.
That has stuck with me from the day one that I heard her, you know, talk about that in her ministries. And there's actually a podcast called Talk It Out that's part of her ministries. And the subject line last week, I think it was called Rejecting Rejection. So I'm like, okay, so I'm listening to Rejecting Rejection. I'm reading this book about living loved when you feel less than, left out, and lonely. So rejection is obviously coming to me for us to talk today to help our listeners that may be feeling rejected. So
right.
I just, you know, how things like come to you and they come like in cycles or, you know, multiples, and it's like, okay, I'm getting a message here that I need to talk about rejection. So
yeah.
Anyway.
I like it. And, you know, in the spiritual coaching that I've done, I have had to deal with that over and over again and from people, mostly women, although men do it as well, but women seem to fall prey a lot easier than men do.
Yeah.
So I, you know, for whatever reason, I don't even want to talk about that because that can go on for forever.
Yeah.
So, but these are great. So I would like you to read them all personally.
Oh.
But,
okay.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. So then number four is there is usually some element of protection wrapped in every rejection. And when I read that, I immediately go to unanswered prayers. And we've talked about that before. How many times do we all pray for something to happen or pray for something or for someone and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to, but then in the end, it was meant to be that way. So
I think
unanswered prayers, I really do think are a blessing in disguise. What do you think?
I think unanswered prayers are meant to be unanswered, all right? But
yeah.
Sometimes we think that it's something that we've done to ourselves, and I disagree with that. I think that you know, God is preparing us to receive something better, and maybe the form that we want it in is not big enough, what he wants to give us, for instance. And so, you know, and so it looks like that we're being rejected or God is like, really, God? You know, like I always say, what's a girl to do? You're not talking to me, right? So, and then that always gets him to talk to me. It's funny.
Yeah.
So what's a girl to do? And so what I'm saying to you is maybe the form that we want it in is not big enough. Maybe it's different, something different. That so when you do get that prayer answered, it's going to be even better. And, and that's what I feel.
Oh, I agree with you, and I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, it's so perfect to realize what the outcome really is going to be because we only see what our human eyes can see.
Right.
So this is where our faith really comes into play.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
we do have
to trust God and the angels for our unanswered prayers because we don't know what the ultimate plan is. So that's
right.
Faith. That's faith. Five says it's good to ask the what questions, but less helpful to ask the why questions.
That's very good. I heard this last week. Ask what, not why. Okay.
Yeah.
But much better. That's a good point.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because we will never understand the why if we don't ask the what. So like, an example that she gives in the book is, what's one thing I learned from this rejection? So that's another thing we have to think about. What was a downside to the situation that I can be thankful is no longer my burden to carry?
Right. There you go.
We don't think about these things. You know, we just look at the surface. And
right.
we don't take the time to really dissect what is it that caused the rejection in the first place. And maybe this is a lesson for me. Maybe I need to go learn more. Maybe I need to go study more. Maybe I need to research more, you know, whatever it might be. So I thought that was a good one too. I mean, they're all good in my opinion.
Okay.
Number six is don't hash, bash, or trash on the internet. Remember, the internet never forgets.
Yep, never dies. Right?
Never dies, never dies. And, you know, Joyce will say the same thing. You know, you don't want to talk trash to other people about a situation or a person that you're having issues with, but, you know, try to find a trusted resource that you really can confide in and utilize that person, because we can't hold these feelings in. We have to have an outlet. And writing doesn't always help. Like, you need somebody to talk to. And I know you've helped me tremendously. My husband has been a complete rock in my life with things that I have been through. I just really encourage all of you that are listening to find that person. If it's a friend, if it's a family member, if it's, you know, even a counselor, there's Christian counselors out there that you can reach out to, you know, somebody to get a lot of your frustration or maybe rejected feelings off your chest. You need to talk about it. So keep away from the internet.
Yeah, that will get you in trouble. I'm going to share with you this too, because I was telling this to someone the other day. You know, some people say, I don't know how to pray to God. Just open the door and say, hey, God, I want to talk to you about something. This is a girl that's got some challenges here, whatever they may be, rejection, money, school, whatever. And start just pouring your heart out, right? And then and I promise you, you'll get an answer. You will. You will.
Yeah.
And maybe God's saying, I want, you know, a lot of times I think God puts us in situations that makes us turn to him.
Absolutely, Cherie. Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that is something there. Because then you get to look at something you've not looked at or you've avoided, and you get to deal with it. I understand that so well. So
Absolutely. Very well said. Very well said. So along those lines of the internet and, you know, remembering the internet never forgets, just think about two reactions. And I have to work on this myself. I'm doing better. Mm-hmm. But another line in this book is, don't let today's reaction become tomorrow's regret.
That's a good point. I like that.
Very good point. And whether it's in thought, feelings, or actions, I know I have, like I said, I have to work on this because I'm so quick to respond. My husband will sit there and he'll say to me, Lisa, take a step back. Wait, just wait. And then we'll talk about it. And he's like, okay, now what do you want to do? And I'm like, okay, you're right. So we just have to keep reminding ourselves of these things. Number seven is, there's much more to you than the part that was rejected. And I read that and I got goosebumps.
Oh, that's so true. That's a good one. I like that, you know, so.
Yeah,
there's so much more to you than the part that was rejected. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
And that reminds me of a message that a really good friend of mine told me not that long ago, when she said, you know, Lisa, there's more to you than being a mom. You know, when I was really having a hard time with my young son. And I was like, gosh, I never looked at it that way, because I've always wanted to just be a mom. But she's like, you've got so much more to give. There's more to your title than mom. So there's more to you than the part that was rejected. And we have to, again, remind ourselves of that.
Right.
Number eight is, what one person sees as your liability, another might see as a wonderful asset. Now, how impactful is that statement?
Yeah, there you go. That's very true. I like that.
Yes.
That's good. I like it.
I mean, think about what you've been through, and I know what I've been through, and all of you that are listening, you know, things that you've been through. Okay, so somebody sees you as a liability, but somebody else is going to look at you as an asset. So don't be so hard on yourself if you get rejected, because that was one situation.
Right.
And
you're right.
Even if there's another rejected situation, somebody out there views you as an asset. First and foremost, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They
right.
all look at us as an asset. We're not a liability. And I think that's
right.
huge.
Yeah. We all want to do the best work we can for God. And we
yes.
just, that would be, that's amazing. Good.
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Number 9, this is a short-term setback, not a permanent condition. And how true is that?
That's true. I mean, that's huge, right?
That is huge. And again, I really want to acknowledge you, Therese, for everything that you've helped me through these past almost 4 years now. You know, when I was struggling, and I know you've helped so many other people that have struggled, look where we are now. And thanks to you, we've been able to look at ourselves as this isn't a permanent situation. And even though that might not have been said that way, but your counsel and your guidance really allowed us to look at our situations and say, this isn't a lifelong thing.
Yeah, that's true. And one thing that I got really clear on about a week ago, people think this is all there is. We're only here for a minute.
Right.
And then we go to heaven, or we go, you know, H-E double toothpicks. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
we all get saved and be okay
yes.
with that. Yeah. So I just want to say that. But, you know, God's here, and he says, hey, you're only here for a second. I'm going to bring you home, and you have a great life, great treasure where there's no pain, no suffering, and, you know, and you have a great life, and we get to be with God and Jesus
exactly.
and the Holy Spirit and all the angels, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, so just remember that. So we think this is it, and it's not it. It's just a moment in time.
It
okay?
is just a moment in time. And then the final point that we have to remember when we're rejected is don't let the heartbreak destroy you. Let this breaking actually be the making of you. Let God use it in good ways to make you stronger and take you further.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
how powerful are those words? Yes. Amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I see. It is. It's amazing. And you're doing that yourself. I know I am.
Yes.
And yeah. We're becoming more and realizing that our Heavenly Father's got us covered. I mean, he's
yes.
got our back. So that's a huge thing right there. That's good. I like these 10 things.
This is a great book. And again, I have read so many of Lisa Turker's books. I've read Joyce Meyer books, and we all know this by now. But I really do encourage all of you to take a look at this Uninvited, because rejection is unfortunately a huge flaw that we have to face every day in our world.
Yes, we do. So anyway, great 10 things, great topic today. Lisa, thank you so much. I mean, we've all went through it, I know, on some level. But I will tell you this, I promise you this, I'm going to say this to you, anybody who's listening now, you're going to look at the person or the people that have rejected you, whatever business or personal situation, and I promise if you start learning and open a book or open podcast, whatever, and start listening and start learning, you are going to say, thank you, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and all the angels, I dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've said that, you know. So anyway,
yes.
I hope that makes you feel better, who's listening now or later. But I understand. And Lisa and I will keep you in our thoughts and prayers. So that's what we do. And so on that note, I'm going to say a prayer, Lisa, if it's okay. So.
Yes, please.
Okay. Dear God. Oh, by the way, happy belated Easter, everyone. So here we go. Dear God, dear Jesus, dear Holy Spirit, and all of God's angels, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us realize who we really are. And we're part of your family, God. And thank you for that. And just help us realize that, as I said. And thank you for giving us peace and comfort sometimes when we really, really need it. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so it is.
Amen. Beautiful, Tree. That was a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much.
Well, anyway, praying from your heart is always good. So anyway, all right, everybody, you guys take care. And Lisa, great topic. Thank you once again. I appreciate that. So,
I appreciate you.
All right, my dear. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.